This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a legendary Monty Python sketch, the man goes into an English cheese shop that seems to be out of every variety. Brie, Roquefort, Port Salut, no Edam or Gouda nor cheddar.
Have you got any Limburger?
No,
that figures. No, it's pretty predictable, really. It was an act of pure optimism to pose the question in the first place.
Well, British cheese places find themselves in the opposite position given all the closed restaurants and shelter in place. It's cheese in overabundance. Here's my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig.
My kitchen has become my lockdown refuge. I get to forget about the world for a while and make something tasty to eat, like this soon-to-be bubbling pot of cheese fondue.
In here we've got 300 grams of cheese. The cheese in your kit has already been lightly tossed in corn flour.
That's Matthew Carver, founder of London restaurant The Cheese Bar. He's on Instagram Live telling me and about 60 other Londoners how to expertly melt down our cheese, add a healthy pour of white wine, and simmer until we get the perfect pot of cheesy goo. His session was part of a three-day virtual event drawing attention to Britain's cheese industry, which, like many, is suffering under the weight of COVID-19. Jason Hines, dairy manager of Neil's Yard Dairy, explains hundreds of producers lost 90% of their business overnight.
Soft cheese makers in particular have a disproportionate amount of their cheese go into restaurants for cheese boards. So they had their biggest market dry up, as well as selling a cheese that doesn't keep very long. So for those makers, it was particularly apocalyptic.
That's when Neil's Yard, an artisanal cheese retailer, began selling a Save British Cheese box.
Our first box included three of the stock of cheese that was most at risk and needed to be sold the quickest.
Stichelton, a type of British blue cheese, was one of them. And Joe Schneider, the owner of Stichelton Dairy, said that inclusion saved his business.
Neil's Yard Dairy had expected to sell about 2,500 of those boxes in a week. They sold out in 4 hours. That box scheme alone used up 93 cheeses for us.
Miguel Gomez, an associate professor at Cornell University's School of Applied Economics and Management, says the COVID-19 crisis could place a greater emphasis on direct-to-consumer sales of food from small producers, like artisanal cheesemakers.
You see lots of new businesses starting to adapt that because shorter supply chains are less prone of disruptions.
Certainly many in the UK seem to be responding well to shrinking supply chains. Nearly 8,000 cheese lovers from 107 different countries participated in the 3 days of events, and thousands of people expressed their enthusiasm on social media, sharing recipes, snapshots of at-home cheese creations. Even Prince Charles shared his favorite recipe for cheesy baked eggs, proving in a time of uncertainty and social distancing, we can all rally around the cheese board. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.